In this lesson, I'd like to invite you to take a stroll around your office, around your house, wherever you can listen to these instructions. So instead of sitting in your chair, get up and begin to take a walk around. And just notice how your heels hit the floor, where you push off from as you take each step, what your legs feel like. Just walk around. Don't try to pay too much attention to making a very careful walk, but walk the way you normally walk so that you can kind of get to know who you are. And now wherever you are in the room, just stop and let your feet be hip-width apart. Raise yourself up onto your toes, not too high, just comfortably, and drop down on your heels. Don't drop down so hard that you smash your heels, but just drop down so that you feel the impact of your heels on the ground. And then pick yourself back up again and drop. And do this several times, just going up and boom, boom, boom. Just dropping your heels down on the floor, nice and light and easy. Notice if you feel this reverberating up into your head, or if it stops at your knees, or if it goes to your hips. And can you make it go really fast? Almost like it's going bump, 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 bump. Just a few more times. And then let the whole thing go and walk again. And notice as you're walking, do you feel a little bit different than you did a few minutes ago? And don't worry if you don't. Sometimes it takes a little while to begin to shift both your awareness as well as how you walk. And now stop again wherever you are. And this time, you're just going to lift and lower your right heel, which means you want to shift your weight over to your left foot. And you're just going to pick up your heel, your right heel, and put it down just the way you did before with both, but just now it's the one. So of course you can go a little bit faster. Bum, 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 bum. Have fun with it. Notice whether you've chosen to put your foot so that it's parallel to the other foot, or if your foot is turned out. And whichever choice you've made, can you do it the other way? So in other words, if your foot is turned out, could your foot be parallel? And if your foot is parallel, can you do it with your foot turned out? And does it feel different for you? Just do it a couple more times. And then walk around again and notice, does your right foot feel any different from your left foot now? And then stop again and try the same thing with your left foot. Just kind of banging that heel lightly several times. Start out slow. Notice, does this foot feel different than the other foot? Is this one more talented? Or does it feel like it doesn't quite get the idea? What happens when you speed it up? And then leave that movement and walk around again. Or if you need to, take a seat for a moment and just rest. Some people feel like a walk is like a rest. Other people really need to sit down. One of the things about the Feldenkrais method, of course, is that you always take care of yourself. So anytime you feel tired, of course, you can just pause the lesson as well. And now stop wherever you are. And of course, if you were sitting, stand up. And now see what it's like to just pick up your toes. So you leave your whole foot on the floor and you're just going to pick up the toes. Actually, just pick up the toes of the right foot first. Just pick them up and put them down a few times. And notice, do you pick all the toes up or do you just pick up some of the toes? And can you make your toes pick up faster on that right foot? So that you can still do that same little rhythm. Bump, 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 bump. And then let it go and walk around again. And then stop again. And pick up the toes of your left foot, just the toes. Pick them up, put them down, noticing how do they respond. And then speed that up. Bum, 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 bum. And then walk around again. And go back to lifting up your heels. So you pause, and can you pick up one heel and then the other heel? So that you pick up one heel, you put it down, you lift up the other heel. So you're kind of alternating. Just playing around, and then alternate your toes. And then walk. And just notice as you're walking, are you walking differently than you did when you first started out? This is just a little experiment for exploring the relationship of your heels and your toes. But there's lots of other movements that you can do to explore the way you walk. So if this has intrigued you in any way, I encourage you to find a Feldenkrais class somewhere nearby where you can find out how to lift up the rest of your foot and even find out how your feet connect up to your knees, your hips, and the rest of yourself. Until our next lesson.